In Luke chapter 16, there's an account of the rich man and Lazarus, the beggar. And the rich man says, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." You see, this story is not an unfamiliar account in the Word of God. But what catches my attention is that Lazarus is no unidentified beggar. Matter of fact, the rich man knows him. He knows him by name, indicating that they shared some sort of relationship. Nevertheless, the rich man passed by day after day, callous to cause for the slightest morsel to feed the one in need, Lazarus himself. And then he dies and finds himself in Hades, Gehenna, hell, whatever you want to call it, the abode of the dead. What is remarkable is that the rich man expresses no remorse. I mean, not one iota. See, having lived a life of indulgence, thinking only of his own stomach, his own bonds, his own wealth, he is now incapable of thinking of anything else. He thinks only of his own comfort and still fails to recognize the connectedness he shares with the dear neighbor named Lazarus. He still sees, even in his existence apart from the earth, in death, he still sees Lazarus as his slave. Lazarus is in the bosom of Abraham. He's in what is known as the place where everybody wanted to go who died during this time. He's in a heavenly state. And yet, the rich man who's in hell just sees Lazarus as the same beggar he was on earth. No remorse for how he treated him. Not deciding to treat him any differently. Just Lazarus. Abraham, have Lazarus come bring me some water to cool myself in this place. Holy Father, forgive us of the times that we forget in our own arrogance to be humble and to see our brothers and sisters that we encounter in need truly as fellow brothers and sisters who can benefit from the blessings that you've given unto us. Today, help us to continue to focus on the Lazaruses of this world and meet those needs according to the blessings that flow through us for them. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Listen, I want to personally thank you for listening to today's podcast. Feel free to visit us online at amplifychristian.church or visit us in person if you're in the Detroit Redford area. We'd love to have you. You can find directions and our location online at amplifychristian.church. This is Pastor Corey saying, don't forget to live out loud.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.